again. We'll get these things rolling up or get these drivers going. Before we do that, you know what? I think it's time to have a quick chat. I have another guest up here for the happy hour. Get a chance to talk to one of my good buddies who always tries to outdress me at the banquet every year, Elliot Cox. Elliot, a lot of great things happening with you right now because I want to talk about everything you're doing for dyslexia. And I know that as a writer, I battled it a little bit when I was in school as well. Talk to me first about, you know, your time with dyslexia and what you did at the State House as well. You had a chance to talk to your people in your state legislature as well.
What I did, I went to, well, first of all, with dyslexia, it made it hard for me to read and spell. And I spelled my B's, D's, P's, and Q's backwards, and it made me feel really stupid. People called me stupid. And then my dad noticed that I was having some of the problems that he did. So he took me to get tested, and he went and got tested too. We both found out we were dyslexic. And since then, I've been trying to make an impact on kids with dyslexia and try to tell them that dyslexia doesn't stop me, and it shouldn't stop them either.
I think that's an awesome thing that you're doing. Now, tell me about you talking and going to the state legislature as well. What did you do when you did that? Because you actually, you're not just talking about it, but you're trying to get some things happening in your state, are you not?
The bill just passed, actually, for dyslexia. Every school has to get kids tested for dyslexia. Well, not tested, but, like, screened for dyslexia. And I think it's a really good idea. I went in and actually talked to the House of Representatives about it, and they actually all voted after I went. So that was really exciting for me.
That's actually unbelievable. I saw it on Facebook, and I thought it was fantastic. You did a great job. Now, you're not done yet either, are you? Because you have something going on during the month of May in Indianapolis. You're actually putting on a fundraiser to try to raise some money as well. I know it's going to happen at Sarah Fisher's place in Speedway, Indiana. Tell me a little bit about the fundraiser that you're having in Indianapolis in May.
It's going to be at Speedway Indoor Karting, May 18th after Fast Friday. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. Some sponsors of it are Bell Helmets, Indy Lights, Catherine Legg, Charlie Kimball, and Stefan Wilson.
Are those drivers going to come out to do some racing as well? Stefan and Charlie and Kath are going to come out to drive as well?
I'm not sure yet.
Now, are they going to have to go head-to-head against you? Because I don't know if that'd be fair. You're pretty fast.
I kind of hope so.
Let's talk about this weekend as well. First off, congratulations on that. The fact that you're able to step up and do something, I'm very impressed. And I know that you're going to help a lot of kids who are having trouble in school. I love what you've done. How about racing so far? How are things going with you? I was talking about you in practice, so it must have been pretty good.
It was pretty good. I started out the season. It wasn't very good. This is the first race that I've actually been kind of good at so far. I'm happy that I got, like, a top 10 for qualifying. And I hope I can get up to the front in the races.
Well, listen, good luck this weekend, and congratulations on everything you're doing for dyslexia. I love seeing you do that, and we're going to make sure we get some more exposure for you for the race you're putting on, the fundraiser you're putting on in Indianapolis.
Thank you.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Elliot Cox, fantastic job. Great young driver, and again, a young man who's doing some great things for dyslexia as well. We got more racing on track here. Stick with us, and we'll bring you some lap times.